Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. You might notice there's... Right, okay. Americans like Halloween. You like Halloween. Taylor doesn't read WhatsApp messages. And this is what we've got.
Bitches. Fucking mean girls. We definitely agreed.
Well, no. Anyway. You know when in a WhatsApp group, when you say, maybe we should do this, and then if nobody responds to
if
it.
If no one responds, yeah. That's the part I always miss.
I've come as a hot slut.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sassy Katie!
Oh, yeah.
Apologies for making you stand outside there for a little bit longer than normal earlier. That was Katie's fault as well. Sassy Katie, she was just like, let them fucking stand out there. She said, let them stand the fucking cold. But
I got a cheer.
But you've got
I also borrowed Katie's lipstick tonight. Can you see? Because you know how Katie's lips are just the best. So I guess I'm like slut nun.
Very COVID safe.
Mm. Yeah.
sharing lipsticks.
We
My
did
God.
The tests.
But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Give me a cheer. Yes!
Yay!
Give me a cheer if you managed to get a drink. Give me a cheer if you just got cramp in your leg. Now, Taylor, landed in the UK this morning.
We're going to have to explain this, otherwise there will be questions. Yeah. Because you've all seen me drunk, naturally. But you've probably not seen me jet-lagged. I'm an anxious flyer. There's been Valium. I've had some Valium. It said don't drink with the Valium. I have drunk with the Valium. What will be, will be. Who has that fantastic laugh? Hello! Oh, hi! You gave our listener... Hi! Yes!
Hey! Welcome back!
She was at our Underbelly show, and we said... Does anyone have a... And I don't even think we finished the sentence. You're like, me, it's mine!
So if you want to do our listener crime later, yes. Get in before this
you
lady.
You've got to be eager.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course we need someone else to join us tonight. We need a guest.
Aren't you going to do this meets that?
Don't oh, shit!
That?
She's had Valium.
I'm Valium, and I'm keeping the shit on the rails. That is wrong.
I'm just excited about our guest because it's a man.
But one of the good ones. It's okay.
Sorry. This is where hot toddy meets a dead body.
Ooh.
It's where mulled wine meets doing time. And it's where a misky whack. What's a misky whack? It's where a whiskey mac meets stealing crack.
Aww.
It's a true crime podcast with a twist.
Oh,
guys, thank you. I love that. Every time that happens, that's incredible. Put your hands together for our guest this evening. It's a man. It's Ed Bloody Gamble. Woo! Ed!
Woo! Welcome!
Hello, man.
Oh, no time I've ever been introduced onto the stage as it's a man. We rarely need it at most stand-up comedy nights.
Ah, now we know why Katie dressed as a hot slut. There is a man. Oh my God, you guys dressed up. That's so fucking rad. What are you... I mean, is it rude to ask someone what they've dressed as? The risky one. Oh my God.
So you're on the fucking WhatsApp too. Thanks for reading the messages.
Ed, we ask one question on this podcast, and that is, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Multiple.
Yep. Tell us the best one.
Right, okay. When I told your producer what crime I wanted to talk about, she went, oh, that doesn't sound very fun. But I've been mugged so many times.
Have you?
To the level... When I was a teenager, we used to go and drink on Wimbledon Common every single Friday night. We got mugged so many times, and they're fairly gentle muggings. It was literally just...
So what were they nicking? Like,
yeah, how would they do it?
Money. Someone took my belt once.
Like... Did they have, like, knives? What was there?
No. You do not follow. They took my belt with, did they have knives? You just say, tell us more.
They liked my belt. It was like a heavy metal bullet belt. So that's the style.
Oh, yeah.
That was the cool style back in the day. I don't know if you remember, guys.
I love a woman nodding. Very,
they took a shine to my belt and they said, we'll have that belt. I went, well, I suppose you will.
So did you take it off?
Yeah,
they help you with the...
Here we are, gentlemen. Please take my belt. No, there was. I don't think there were any knives, but the okay. threat of a knife or the imagined knife is enough.
Did they outnumber you?
Sometimes.
I love Katie's like, let's see if Ed was a little bitch.
Oh, I was a little bitch, sure. For sure. I just wanted to carry on with my evening. It's just quicker to just give them everything you had. On one occasion, we were on our way to a party, but we went for a drink on the common first. And my friend had been to a greengrocer's to buy a lemon for his drinks. The same lads came over to mug us again. It was a regular meet-up, and they could see something was in my friend's pocket. And they were going, what's in that fucking pocket? We want whatever is in that pocket. He was like, you honestly do not want what... It's going to make you really angry if you try and take what's in this pocket. He's like, we want fucking everything you've got. Give me whatever is in that pocket. And he just had to hand the guy a lemon. Which didn't go well.
And how did the guy react to the lemon?
They threw the lemon across the road. Never seen anyone so angry at citrus.
And how old... Was this still 17?
Yeah, yeah.
No, this, this is probably between the ages of, like... 15 and 17, I'd say, yeah. Until we could start going to pubs properly.
Yeah.
I love that you just couldn't come up with another option. You're like, well, we had a drink somewhere. Do you know another common? No.
And it was literally opposite our school as well. Really pathetic group of people.
Just start bringing a decoy wallet. Like, you can,
that's a good idea.
You can plan around it.
A decoy lemon.
That's the throwing lemon.
I love the caliber of friends that you had, though, that they're like, I've brought the garnish.
Yeah.
I know. Like,
that's why we were so easy to mug, I think, because people can spot us and go, they're the sort of people who bring a lemon to a party. We are taking everything they are.
Paul, don't tell me you forgot the bitters again.
Oh, did you have a knife for the lemon?
Yeah.
A knife for the lemon?
Ooh. Yeah, what were you...
Yeah, we could have...
How were you going to get into this
I think
lemon?
We were hoping there'd be a knife at the house.
You know it wouldn't be a knife, though. It would be that thing that just peels the rind gently. So at best, they could have, like, sort of peeled a bit of skin.
Yeah, yeah, don't fuck with me. I'm going to zest you.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever... zested yourself? I don't know what that means. It feels like it doesn't mean something nice.
I did actually. I hurt myself quite recently using a mandolin for potato dauphinoise.
Oh, who hates Ed?
I had to go to A&E in the middle of a pandemic when the NHS, I don't know if you know, we're pretty busy, and get my thumb stitched up because I'd cut myself making potato dauphinoise.
Oh, no.
You know, he didn't have an exclusive. I think we've got one. Oh, mate. Did you say, like,
that is the scoop.
I was mugged again, it was a knife fight.
Yeah, they just got me just on the thumb, actually.
If you're worried that's the most middle-class reason anyone's ever gone to A&E, I had an allergic reaction to kombucha at 2 a.m. And because I called and they're like, well, do you have any swelling in your lip? And, like, I looked like a Kardashian. It was beautiful. Like, it's the best I've ever looked, but only on one side. And as soon as you say yes, I've been, you know, I have swelling there. They're afraid that your throat will close. And they made me stay on the line in the Uber the entire time. And they're like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm fine. I drank kombucha. I'm an asshole. Yeah. Guess what they gave me? Antihistamines.
Oh, wow.
Worth the visit.
Did you get bandaged up or was it a cast? What happened?
Oh, what?
I don't know a lot about medicine.
I had 8 stitches in my thumb.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It was real bad. There was like I don't want to go into too
Prove
much
it.
Detail.
Where is it? Show me.
You can see there's like a little, can you see the little line there?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a big tough boy.
This is That's good podcast bad. Stuff. Everyone looks at Ed's skirt.
I had to make my wife finish the dauphinoise while I had my hand above my head to stop the bleeding. I was going, no, you're putting too much garlic in.
It's good you had a meal to come back to.
Well, it's actually for the... I was actually pre-doing it for Easter Sunday. You don't need to know that.
Oh.
This is why we don't have men on. I'm getting it. Ed, you're very welcome. We have one thing that we ask as well is... we ask, what would you say to that person now? So what would you say to these people on Wimbledon Common?
I'd say that now the first time you shouldn't mug someone... The second time onwards, that's probably our fault for going back to the exact same location. So please apologise for the first time, and then I will apologise for turning up again.
That's fair.
That is absolutely fair enough.
Now,
absolutely.
What would you say to the mandolin?
I don't know, because I threw it in the bin the day after. I was so angry at it, I went, I'm never using you again. So it's probably killed a bin man now, actually, thinking about it. It's not a very responsible way of dealing with a man.
Well, Ed, thank you for sharing. We actually got to some quite traumatic things for you, which we always try to do, so thank you.
Yes. Yeah. No worries.
What we're going to do now is move on to the true crime section of the podcast, where I have all the information about a true crime and you guys have to unravel it. So I thought today we'd do a heist. Yeah. Oh, we'll bloody love a heist. So we're in Canada, can you believe it? It's 2012.
Why did everybody made eye contact with me? In a way that suggests, like, don't you wish you were Canadian? Yes.
And this heist is the biggest in Canadian history.
Wow.
Probably the only one because they're so nice. I don't know. But it was worth over 18.7 million Canadian dollars.
That's like $10. Yeah,
that's nothing.
That's like a hardback book.
But it depends what year it was.
2012.
Oh, okay.
It's a lot. It's a lot anytime.
Yeah. It's quite a lot
We're
of money.
Just
it's
kidding.
Quite a lot of money. So what do you think was stolen?
I'm just jealous of how you can own so many guns and yet not use them on each other, okay? I'm sorry.
Guys, what do you think was stolen? What was this heist?
Ooh.
You can have all sorts of heists or... what's the... plural.
Somebody
plural.
Raised their hand at the back.
What's more than one heist?
Also, I love it. There's this, for the listeners, there's this table at the back, and they look like they're playing poker. Like they're almost in a perfect circle.
Don't tell me yet. Don't tell me. I'll come back.
Let us amusingly riff on it for a bit.
I forgot the format.
Yeah, we got it's familiar with the podcast. Okay, please. Some humour.
Is this where we've got to sort of be racist about Canada?
Yeah, maple syrup.
I was really hoping it would be. Because, honestly, Well, I was going to say worth its weight in gold, but to make maple syrup, you have to boil down so much of the liquid. The person who's dressed up as the rescuer is vigorously nodding. We're like, yes, 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 yes. So it is a very, very valuable thing, and maybe there's like gang wars with Vermont. Lots of people are nodding. Wow, let's just keep talking about maple syrup. I'm also going with maple syrup.
Poutine or whatever that
is. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Where are they keeping the poutine, do you imagine? In a big vault of, like, yeah. Old poutine.
Do you know what? It's the special secret family recipe that's in the vault.
Ah, and that is worth $18 million.
Yeah.
Lady at the back, what did you think it was?
Maple syrup.
Guys, it is maple syrup.
What?
It fucking is! I thought to myself, I'll trap them. I'll make them say maple syrup, and it actually is.
I just went with the most racist thing I could think of.
Oh, my God. You're like, they'll never be that stereotypical.
They wouldn't dare.
Oh, this is the most amazing thing ever.
Yes, this is the Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist. Oh, yeah. Some fans in. Okay. Maple syrup is 26 times more expensive than crude oil.
What?
Just I know.
Like I said.
And these guys stole 3,000 tons of maple syrup.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, we've got a gamble here from the Off Menu podcast. He's into his food.
Yeah.
Let's do a food-based crime.
Good point from the audience. I'm also type 1 diabetic, so... So even hearing about that much maple syrup has sent me into a coma.
I did not think it through. Ed, thank you for being with us. So to really understand this heist, we need to look at the Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers.
I've always wanted to, and now I can.
77% of the world's maple syrup is made in Quebec. So this is like a big maple syrup place.
They call it, yeah.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it.
Head of PR for the Foundation of Maple Syrup, Hannah George.
Well, the Federation has been described as a cartel or as the mafia of maple syrup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they are not popular because basically there came a time in like the 70s where maple syrup, you get it from maple trees, but it was better to actually chop down the maple trees and sell the wood. So maple syrup was not a good business to go into until the Federation came along and put the price up and sort of made it good again. But it means if you make maple syrup in Quebec, you can only sell it through the Federation. You cannot sell it to anyone else, hence the mafia sort of cartel.
It's like the champagne of Canada.
Very much, yeah, they should rebrand. So basically what happens is that they say there's an amount of maple syrup you can make as a maple syrup maker. We'll try saying that when drunk. Basically, anything you make over that goes into the Federal Reserve. No, the Strategic Reserve.
Now, Reserve.
I was like, I know it's a big word. So do you know what a Strategic Reserve is?
Yes.
Would you like to tell me more?
No. I know what it is, and I don't need any follow-up questions.
Satisfied with your own knowledge.
Yes, exactly.
It's a good place to be. Taylor, Katie?
Strategic Reserve.
It's the one that they control the price with, is it? This is how they can do hyperinflation and stuff if they want.
Okay, Taylor?
Well, I guess if it's controlled by this body, it belongs to the Federation. So if you go over your quota, then technically it becomes part of the Federation, but then I'm not sure how they have...
You know, like, you have to spend all the office budget so you get the same budget next year.
Yeah. That's the strategic part of it.
Well, basically, most countries have strategic reserves of petrol, for example. We have strategic reserves of petrol. But Canada does have one for maple syrup because it's so popular. So there's tons and tons of syrup held in barrels across multiple warehouses in the rural
Quebec my God,
area.
It really is, in case there's a shortage. Well, where the fuck was that, like, last month? I didn't see no reserves. I have an electric. I'm fine.
So a quick UK-based question, guys. What slightly unusual strategic reserve do we have in this country?
Petrol.
Oh, we've got tea, we've got petrol. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Lube?
Lube. All right.
Recently married, Ed Gemmell.
I just thought of the worst thing that could be in sort of tanks in secret warehouses across the UK.
Do not confuse it with the maple syrup.
A misplaced sense of smugness.
Is it toothpaste? Oh, so low. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you still on about our teeth.
Wow.
I'm on Valium.
We have what's called the Frozen Arc. Has anyone heard of the Frozen Arc? Arctic Rolls. Oh my God, could you imagine? Just thousands of them. It's a collection of over 700 DNA and living tissue samples from endangered species that are held at the University of Nottingham, presumably so we can go like full Jurassic Park at some point. Bring all these fuckers back.
Why have we got that on reserve when we haven't got half the stuff we need in shops?
Yeah, I know, literally. We haven't got fucking toilet roll and we... That's a very dated reference.
Really, really cool though.
I mean, it is cool. The apocalypse really is cool. Going to have lots of fancy animals at the end of it.
So back to the heist. Enter one of the ringleaders, a guy called Avik Caron. Now, this happened in 2012. And prior to 2012, Avik had nothing to do with the maple syrup industry. He had a little bit of previous, some insurance fraud and a stolen car. But aside from that, he was kind of a normal bloke. But he had something the Federation wanted. What do you think that was?
True love.
What just fell?
Oh, I'm just opening a bottle of thing. So and everyone is thinking that's going to go straight into her face because if you're here last time...
But at least it won't be an audience member's face.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't last time. It's fine. Well, they want him for a skill, so he's got insurance for
Did he run the strategic pancake reserve?
yeah.
Do you know what? I've opened that. I've got a full glass. I didn't even bloody look. I just thought... Thank you.
I've never done a joke and a bottle's been popped immediately. It's honestly the most sarcastic bottle pop I've ever heard in my life. Yeah.
I was like, when someone says pancake, I'm going to pop this fucker. No, but I liked it.
Yeah, they want a monopoly on breakfast food. I see where you're going.
Guys, it was... Wait, what was it? It was a warehouse. He had a warehouse. So basically, all of the maple syrup is, you know, in barrels in warehouses. So the Federation go to him out of nowhere and say, like, dude, can we store $60 million, well, dollars worth of maple syrup in your warehouse?
That would have been so much better than Dude, Where's My Car? That film.
Dude, Where's My Maple Syrup?
So, yeah, basically, he was, like, thrilled. He was like, shit, okay, I can see a little hustle in this. Mm. So, okay, so we're saying that they took... what was it? How many thousand... they took thousands of of tons. Why go back? Why look back, Hannah? Tons of maple syrup. And what happens next? Yeah, so, guys, I'm going to give you quite an open question here. How do you think they do it? How do you steal... Oh, I've written it here for myself. 3,000 tons of maple syrup. How would you do it?
So it's being stored in barrels, right?
Yeah.
Initially, when you said it, I was imagining like a Scrooge McDuck swimming pool situation.
Yeah.
Just like all filling up the warehouse.
That's nice.
But I guess, are they taking the barrels or are they emptying the barrels? Are they pumping it all into like an oil tanker?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We've got oil tanker from Ed.
Well, is that what he said?
It was an open sort of... All right, I'm saying it. Oil tanker.
All right.
They're not storing in their cheeks, are they? So.
Or maybe they got a load of stickers that said beer on them.
Okay.
And they got the maple syrup barrels and they stuck the beer stickers on. And then if they stole them, you know, anyone would go, oh, that's beer. I won't search... any further. I can see you've only got beer.
Okay. I mean, I like it.
So stickers is my answer.
So that wouldn't be suspicious if they're just transporting thousands of beer barrels.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what? There isn't a Quebec Federation for beer. So actually, it could...
They don't want to mess with the other cartel.
Valium Adult Taylor.
I was trying to pretend that I was any good at chemistry and I was like, they'll turn it into another form. But I think... So, because maple syrup can crystallize, but I don't think that makes it any easier to transport. Is there a maple gas? And they just fed a children's party just filled with maple gas balloons.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
I kind of want Taylor to be right.
Oh, this is so dull in comparison. No, well, it doesn't all happen on one day, so it happened over about a year. So they were a little bit.
Oh,
they took a few. They took a few barrels. They hired a forklift. Hired a van. Got a few guys in and nicked a few barrels at a time. Took them to the Sugar Shack, which sounds like a nightclub in Essex. I know.
But it sounds like a euphemism.
It does. I'm going to come to my Sugar Shack. That was me just trying to be sexy. I don't know why I've got a lot of shoulders when I'm trying to be sexy. It's just doing it for anyone.
It's pretty hot.
Thank you, Katie.
And I'm soon to be married, Hannah George.
He's not actually here tonight, so.
Your shoulders
you
are in overdrive.
Shuffle those shoulders. He'll never know.
Oh, I will.
Drunk women solving crime.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So basically, yeah, they'd steal barrels of it on the van. They'd siphon them off at the Sugar Shack, which is basically somewhere that you make maple syrup, and they must have had an inn there. And then they'd refill the barrels with something before putting them back. They're not idiots.
Oh my goodness.
Is it like Indiana Jones? Does it have to be the exact same way?
Do you know what? You'd think they would have thought of that, but what they put in is lighter than maple syrup. Okay, we've got water.
Golden syrup.
Golden syrup.
Yeah, like, it's got to be another liquid, right?
Yeah, another liquid.
It's not.
She's sharp tonight.
Yeah. It's not Beanie Babies.
It does have to be another liquid, probably, yeah.
I mean, it could be sand.
Beans? It could be sand. I mean, it's not, but it could be sand.
How shit were these crude? Was it gold? Was it...
Yeah. Three times the amount of crude oil.
Was it crude oil? Like, we're still making it like bandits. Do the maths. I mean, I hope it's not just water.
Like, water is the
cheapest.
You think
they put something... Yeah.
It was even cheaper than water.
Oh,
like cheaper than water.
What's cheaper than water? Budweiser?
Polish lager.
Piss.
Piss. Piss is not cheaper than water because you need to buy the water to make the piss. It's the same price as water.
Yeah, that's true. It's the same price as well. Oh, I love that. We need to refill it. I don't need to go. Guys, do you know what? It was water.
Oh,
but no, I said it was cheaper than water. It was lake water.
Uh-huh.
So they filled it up.
Free water.
Free water. They filled it up from a lake. And apparently when the lake froze over, they moved where they did the siphoning. And I kind of just think, just use a fucking tap. Why were they like, they were just like, I guess we haven't got a lake now. There's no other way we could get water. But what they started getting sloppy. They started just siphoning things off at the warehouse. Right. They started not refilling the barrels. They didn't give a fucking shit, did they? Yeah, basically, they do this for over a year. And the Federation checks on the maple syrup, but once a year.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you. They get found out. Can you imagine? And I want to know, what is it that gives them away? What do you think? They don't open the barrels, so they don't open them.
I've got it.
Go on.
A huge water bill.
An empty lake.
No one has used the toilets for some time.
Do they sell a barrel and they're like, this is the prize barrel of aged maple, it's grade 21, and they give it to somebody really important and then they just soak their waffles with it.
Yeah. Ah, that's quite interesting. So
thanks.
Take...
Not just a Valiumed up face.
Yeah. Wow, Sister Valium is good tonight.
Sister Valium.
I know we pitch a lot of TV shows on this podcast, but that one's getting made. Nurse Jackie, fuck off. Sister Valium's here.
Is it given away before they come and check on it?
Or no, they come and check on it, and during the check...
Oh, during the
they
check.
Think they're going to get away with it because they've refilled some barrels.
At the check. I mean, they're sitting there going, yeah, go on, check.
Yeah, I'd fucking dare you. I think you're better than me. they. I don't know if they're there, but this is when the check is where... I mean, this sometimes when we do crimes on this, I think, how did they think they were going to get away with it?
They must do quality checks to make sure it hasn't gotten bacteria introduced to it or something.
Yeah.
The way they check anything
temperature
that's...
Temperature and...
Is it the fact that in the barrels, it was water and not necessary?
Oh, that's very scientific.
Mm.
Which are men are more often. Do you know what? Okay, I'll give you a clue. It was something to do with the water, but they didn't open the barrels.
Ooh. They froze and the barrels exploded.
Yes!
That's good. It's got to be that.
Yes, yes. It's a really good... It's not. Does anyone else want another
God
guess?
Damn it!
Oh, the barrels weren't waterproof.
So what did that mean?
Right.
The leak, the water leaked out of some holes that would have been fine for the syrup.
Wood expands. Wood expands. So it leaked out.
Ed, any advance on water leaked out so it
I
expands.
Feel like if we're excited enough, it'll be right. Welcome to me in school.
It evaporated and then it started raining in the factory.
What else can water do?
What? Really quietly, what else can water do? So quietly, but directly into a microphone. I don't want anyone else to hear this question, but what else can water do?
Any advance on the... Oh, what did, someone said rust. Okay, any advance
That's
on rust?
Good.
It was an accident,
but
it's doing the sound. They dropped something on it.
Ooh. Oh, that's nice.
A hollow sound.
Yeah. Ooh.
Interesting. Rust has it.
Oh,
well done.
The metal, they're called flukens on a barrel.
They are, I'll back you on that. Metal. Flukens.
Flukens.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
What the fuck's a fluken?
The metal bit around a barrel.
The metal bit around a barrel.
Yeah.
Well, I've written here the fluken rusted. And it did. The barrels had started to rust.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If it was maple syrup, it wouldn't have rusted. But what's that hard word? Rusted. But because it was water, the barrel started to rust. So people were like, I'm smelling a rat here. And a guy apparently climbed up to the top of the barrels and he almost fell off because he grabbed one and because there was nothing in it. So which is kind of what you said, an empty barrel.
Oh,
he almost
no.
fell off to his death. But he didn't, which is why it's a fun case we can talk about. Yay! What happened is that...
So they would have been better off, in a way, not filling them at all.
Yeah, they might not have been
filled out.
Versus
water, because, well...
Well, that guy would have died, though.
Yeah. I love when you see someone's priorities by accident. It's good, isn't it? But yeah, so it's kind of... But again, this is the thing. The more I read into this case, I was like, at what point did these guys think they were going to get away with it? Because it's a reserve, but it's going to be used at some point, I imagine. I couldn't find out, like, how long do they reserve it for.
That they'd be long gone.
Maybe. But of course, there's, like, a fucking paper trail because he owns the warehouse. So basically, the police go crazy, like, Taylor?
I have a question. I'm just... Thank you, my child. I'm just curious about this sort of supply chain here. Who are they selling the counterfeit maple syrup to?
You have to be the thing to... You can only buy it in the thing.
It's a good point.
Every
Everybody got what I meant.
Like, is it, I'm wondering if it went to the States. Like, is this like reverse prohibition? Yeah.
What's the black market for maple syrup?
Well, they're genuine. No.
They're selling it like drugs in like little vials at festivals.
But there genuinely is one. That was a bit I skipped over because I can do what I want. And oh my God, I didn't even mention the other guy in this. But guys, Richard comes in. Richard is a big player on the maple syrup black market.
Sticky Richard.
Sticky Dicky, as he's known. Yeah, but this is like a very real black market that exists because the Federation exists. So people like
the black get around it.
Yeah, they'll buy directly from Quebec maple syrup manufacturers. Wow. Because it's I guess cheaper and people want to go around the Federation. But that is illegal, so it means it's a black market.
It's like how you can pay for stuff in cash when you're freelance. Yeah.
There's any tax
I don't do that.
I didn't even know that was a thing, so...
Basically, this guy called Richard is this big player. So that's who Avik gets together with. Avik gets together with this black market maple syrup guy. He basically gets rid of all the maple syrup. Right. Avik has all the maple syrup. But in between, when they put it in the other barrels aren't, like, food secure, if that's the thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's a little bit when this happened. They sold a lot of the maple syrup. They're making quite a lot of money over this year. But it's not necessarily sanitary or whatever right. the word is for food.
You know when people talk about true crime podcasts and they're like, I just a bit gross and depressing and I'm gonna play them this.
Black market maple syrup, baby. And how do you think he met Richard? Because like I said, Avik, he had nothing to do with the maple syrup market.
Maple syrup chat rooms. Sticky 49.
I mean, but Sticky 6-9 would have been better. I know. Sorry, I don't want to like rewrite people on stage.
I don't want to be all like Squid Game about it. I'm trying to be.
It would be like, yeah, like Man with Warehouse Seeks. Sticky Dicky.
I love the idea of just having space like, well, I got a warehouse. Just waiting for the right product.
Well, this is the thing, like they called him, which is so crazy, that they called him to say, let's store some of this stuff there, not knowing that he would be this guy that goes, hello, I've got a heist that won't work. Let's do that. So what do you think? Where do you think they could have met Richard and Avik?
Probably at breakfast, I'd imagine. Yeah. At a breakfast buffet somewhere.
Yeah, in an overpriced cafeteria where you have to pay through the nose for maple syrup and they were like, this isn't right.
Oh, do you know what I'd love 9,000 tons of? Maple syrup. Yeah, so basically, Avik asked one of his delivery drivers, like, essentially, who's your dodgiest mate? Like, essentially. I've never been anyone's dodgiest mate. That's like, that's really like, no one's ever asked me if I know where to get cocaine. And like, I really like, just once, I mean, I don't know where, but just once, I've like worked in the entertainment industry for 10 years and nobody has even offered me cocaine. And it's just like,
you don't have a coke face, to be fair.
Doesn't have a
coke. Are you calling me fat? Because
No, I'm not at all. Actually, I was going to say, if you'd let me finish, you've got a smack face.
And I will take it. Thank you. So, guys, let's get to sentencing. These guys, 17 men, were arrested for this. There was lots of people involved, including Avik and Richard.
The film will be 17 Sticky Men.
Do you know what? There is a film. There's a film in the works. Someone is starring in it. I don't know if he plays Richard, Avik, or the maple syrup. So who do you think would take this juggernaut on? Ryan Gosling?
Somebody called Ryan.
is it a Canadian
Law.
Actor?
Jude Law. I don't know if he's Canadian. I looked it up. Justin Bieber. Ooh. That would be, all his fans would be like, what? What is happening? it's literally just an actor. There's no link to
this. This is a random actor game.
Yeah, it's not much fun, is it?
Is he?
And we're going to play until someone gets it. So.
Is he under or over 40?
Over 40.
Over 40.
Nicolas Cage, Ewan McGregor. It's no, but it's good. It's wheelhouse. He was in The Muppets, Life's a Happy
Jason
Song.
Jason Segel.
Yes!
That's good. I'm looking forward to this film now.
I hope he sings. Guys, it's all fun and games until someone gets sent to prison, which Evick Caron did for theft, fraud and trafficking stolen goods. How long do you think, like, the Canadian courts lay down for maple syrup theft? So what do you think he got for that?
They got to send a message, right? So no one else tries to...
Yeah, it seems like everyone's in the pocket of big syrup in Canada.
Yeah.
Feels like it's going to be fairly heavy, yeah. Sentence-wise.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
He's an escape goat. I know that's not what it is.
I hope there's some spin-off law from this called, like, Mrs. Butterworth's Law. That's for the Americans.
Any Americans in? It.
They listen.
Taylor, stop making any type of reference, please.
There'll be Americans listening at home. That's
yeah, they're listening at home and they'll appreciate it.
There's 10 and they're my cousins. And
they'll be like, poor Taylor, the British are so fucking rude.
They don't like me. That's why we get the worst reviews from America.
Oh, it's funny. Like, yeah, we have like...
They're so mad.
Why are they so mad?
I've probably fucked most of them. Angry.
Sister Valium.
Sister Valium. Didn't come back for more. Stop being so political. If I wanted politics, I would do a podcast.
I also love the idea they're still listening after leaving us a terrible review. Like, she knows my name. Ed, what would you send this guy down for?
Life.
Life, baby. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison plus a $1.2 million fine.
Oh, wait. Did they put him in custody? It doesn't work.
I literally don't understand that on any level. I genuinely don't. I need you to, like, show your work, Katie.
Custard.
Oh, dear.
Because it's...
Which has...
It's...
Okay.
I've got no idea what...
It's like... Okay.
Wow. No, I get it. It's like it's a sweet liquid. I get it.
Yeah, it's a sauce. It's,
right?
It's another sauce, yeah.
Yeah, it's a sauce of sauce.
I admitted it didn't work.
There are no bad ideas.
Now there's a black market.
Oh, I love that. I wish I could bottle that. okay, so yes, he got all that.
You want bird's powder? I got bird's powder. You want some bird's powder? I got some bird's powder.
Guys, Richard gets 8 years in prison. This is the black market guy.
Sticky Dicky.
Yeah, Sticky Dicky gets fucking 8 years with a $9.4 million fine.
Whoa.
With an extension to 14 years if the fine's not paid. No, part of me thinks, it's like, who's fucking making $9.4 million in prison?
Yeah.
Like, when is he supposed to make that money?
He's got it.
They've not sold any of the syrup. They've not earned any money from the syrup at this point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, at the point they get found out, that's it.
It was just still in stock. They hadn't sold any of it yet.
I think they sold some of it. They made a bit of money.
I hope so. Like, you're not going to pilfer stuff. Like, that's the wrong word. But you know what I mean. You're not going to take little bits and just let it sit there, right?
Yeah,
they sold... Hey, guys, these criminals, they made a bit of money.
You know what? At least they're out there doing it.
Do you know what, guys? That's pretty much the end of our story, because I was going to end on Jason Segel, which I'm pleased I didn't. So here is to the maple syrup industry. Yes.
Cheers! I love how you call him Jason Segel, like he's Steven Segel's brother. Just Segel.
Oh, is he called Seagull? Like a seagull?
Is it Seagull?
Oh, no, that's
not
a seagull.
Not seagull. Not like a seagull.
Just Seagull.
Oh, shit. We'll edit around that. What's the right pronunciation?
Seagull.
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 Let's call the whole thing off. okay, guys, Seagull. We've got just enough time for a bloody, for a listener crime. So is anybody in the audience... willing to share.
Did you just stick your notes under your ass? That was literally a slick move
that
the listeners need to know.
Come on up, please.
Come on up.
Hey, give a round of applause.
Hello.
Thank you for sharing. What is your name?
Evelina.
Oh, Evelina.
Hi, Evelina.
Microphone? Evelina, what is going on? What is your crime? What can we solve for you?
A few years ago, me and my friend Claudia and a couple of other friends went on group holidays in Spain. And the boys went out for a night out. It's a boys' night out. And they all got a bit drunk and they all decided to go back to the villa, apart from one of them.
Okay.
So he met some people at the bar and decided to go to a strip club.
Uh-huh. Whose boyfriend was he?
Oh, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That was a few years ago and he still doesn't have a girlfriend.
Okay, we like to get as much shade in these stories as possible, yeah. So carry on.
Probably because every time he meets someone, we tell them the story and then he never gets a second date after that. So he was the only one that decided to stay out and he went to a strip club. Now, he ended up getting scammed for about £3,000.
Whoa!
Yes. So we never actually found out what happened. Okay. He said he bought two drinks and then when we questioned him further, two drinks turned into a lap dance. So, the question is, what actually happened? Did he end up just buying two drinks and he actually genuinely got scammed? Was he so drunk that he didn't see that the car machine said, you know, that 1,800 instead of £18 and that went for twice? Did he end up getting really drunk and buying a brand of drinks for everyone in the club?
Right.
Or did something else happen?
I love that. I bet that was his excuse. I'm actually very generous.
No, he actually isn't. He genuinely isn't either. He always gets someone else to pay for an Uber.
What's his full name, please?
No, don't.
No,
shut it down. Shut it down.
Oh, this is a good one. I like this.
What's your instinct, Katie?
This is when it's good to have a man for intel.
Yeah. No, I know what happened. I think he's been convinced into spending that money knowingly.
Yeah, okay.
For a service that was not ever actually on offer.
Right. Mm.
And now he's lost that money and not received what he thought he was going to receive and is too embarrassed to say what happened. Also, he's been scouted. Have you seen the film Hustlers?
Yeah, that's exactly what
I thought. He's been hustled.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think? Does that check out for your friend?
Possibly. He's never actually told us what happened, even though we questioned him. And then we also questioned him, why did you have all your savings on your current account and why did you take that car on a night out in Spain? But, you know.
The amount of admin, actually.
So it was... His entire savings were...
He had a little bit more than that.
Oh, and an overdraft.
Okay, I don't think he could have been so pissed that he was willing to spend his entire savings on a blowjob. Well, I was going to say for a mortgage, but...
I don't know, because what if they give you a little bit for a small amount and they're like, this is just the first level maple syrup room. Do you want the super maple syrup room?
I do.
And then they just kick you out the back.
Do you know what though? But like the film Hustlers, like it is a good hustle to do it somewhere where maybe people would feel some shame about going and they're kind of like, I do like that your friend told you where he went. He was like, but this is where I was, but I was definitely defrauded. I'm voting he wasn't defrauded and he just maybe had a night that what do you think?
Yeah, I think he paid for some sex stuff.
Sassy Katie will still just say sex stuff. Thank you. Thank you. Taylor, Sister Prozac, what is it?
Valium.
Sister
Valium.
Valium.
Sister Prozac.
Stop it. That was my high school nickname. I've moved
Sister
on.
Prozac's a proper laugh.
I've moved on to benzodiazepines. I agree. Yeah, I think, but I think he was scammed as well. Like, I think he thought he was going to get... And I would love to know what the thing was that he thought he was going to get.
Katie's already said sex stuff. It's fine.
He was peer pressured into sex stuff.
But like super duper sex stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, like no TV.
I don't even know. What? I don't even know what that is.
What do you mean super duper sex stuff?
like there's more than one and... There's... things that are made out of silicone and stuff. I don't know.
£3,000. Yeah, that's got to be super duper.
Everybody give it up.
Thank you.
Now, before we go, Ed, I know you've got a little podcast that you do. Would you tell us what you're up to? Are you on tour? What can we come and see bloody Ed Bloody Gamble at?
I'm on tour in February next year.
Nice.
The show's called Electric, so you can come and see that if you want.
And that's a solo stand-up show.
That's a solo stand-up show. And I also do a podcast called Off Menu with James Acaster.
Yay!
And I do another podcast, which is specifically about the television show Taskmaster.
Oh, yeah.
And I do another podcast. I do a radio show with Matthew Crosby on Radio X every Sunday morning, and that's also a podcast.
Cool.
Not quite as popular. That's fine.
Can I ask you one question about Off Menu?
Yes.
You know this dream restaurant?
Mm.
Has anyone ever asked if it's lunch or dinner?
No.
Because
then you need to have Katie on.
Well, we don't now. We got the question.
That would affect my answers. I would, you know, the still or sparkling. I would have sparkling at lunch, but probably still at dinner.
Well, you're welcome anytime, Katie, because honestly, you could never be as big a pain in the ass as your husband was.
Let's end this podcast.
Yeah, I sort of want to see how it plays out, but grab a drink and we'll be back in 15, 20 minutes. Thank you, Katie!
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.